Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WWJ News Radio 950, Aaron V with you, and joining me this evening, one of my favorite people on the planet because he's into the spooky stuff, Todd Bonner, co-founder of Detroit Paranormal Expeditions. And how are you?
I am doing good, Aaron. Thanks for having me on. I love talking about scary stuff and the paranormal.
Oh, of course, and it is spooky season. Halloween right around the corner, and every Halloween, you guys do the most amazing things when it comes to expeditions and things that people can get involved in. And here we go. You got something coming up. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Sure. We're going to be doing the Bruce Mansion in Brown City all through the month of October, different days, Fridays and Saturdays. And it's really one of the most haunted places I've been to, and probably one of the most haunted, at least in the state of Michigan. It's on a lot of the lists of, the most haunted in Michigan. And it was built in 1876 by John G. Bruce, and that's how it all began.
That is, I've read a little bit about the Bruce Mansion. Now, for those who don't know, when you talk about these expeditions that you do, can you kind of walk people through the process?
Sure. A lot of these expeditions and these tours that we do help out historical societies, and like this, we're trying to help out restore the Bruce Mansion. So this is when the money's going to, part of the money's going towards the restoration of the Bruce Mansion. So we take people on like a two-hour tour, and we'll go floor to floor. We're going every floor of the Bruce and the basement. We use our paranormal equipment, anything from, we use a lot of spirit boxes and ghost boxes, and I have over 30 of those personally myself, so I bring a lot of those custom-made boxes to these events. I let people interact with them, use them. A lot of people don't want to do that, so they can, and you can step back and just enjoy, I don't know if that's the word, take in what's happening during, the paranormal investigation. We tell people to take pictures, video, record during these events, and you can bring your own equipment if you want to. If you have, a lot of people do have their own kind of, little paranormal equipment that they buy and they want to try out, they can do that. And then at the end, we'll give you roughly 20, 30 minutes to go off on your own. If you want to go back to a certain section of the mansion and go by yourself. The groups are very, very small. So it's you get a better feel of the, isolation, because when Jeff and I do it, we do it by ourselves in a place like this. And it's completely dark, and it's a lot different than these tours, but we kind of give people a glimpse of, especially if they have interest in the paranormal, they have interest in the Bruce Mansion or some other locations that we do, it kind of gives them a feel for what it takes to do what we do.
If you're just joining me on WWJ this evening, on the phone with me is Todd Bonner, co-founder of Detroit Paranormal Expeditions. I've had a chance to go on a spooky outing with you. I did the Eloise Asylum, and I must say it was very eye-opening into what really goes into an investigation and what you guys are looking for. When we talk about the Bruce Mansion, what are some of the hauntings that have been reported there?
Well, I'll tell you our personal experience there. The first time we went there was in 2020, early 2020. Friends of ours had bought the mansion in 2019, and it's kind of in bad shape, honestly, and they've done a lot of work to get it. It's going to take a lot more work and a lot more money, but they've got it really presentable, and they've done a lot of work to it themselves. The first night we were there, we saw a shadow figure. We had investigated during the night. And around midnight, 1 o'clock, we started wrapping up. There's six or seven of us standing around, and we're kind of in a circle, and the lights are still out. So all you can really see of all of us, and that's what we do. We keep the lights out anyway. We never really use flashlights too often. Your eyes get used to the darkness. But you can see an outline of everybody, the shadow of everyone. And one of the girls I was with, Brandy Marie, who's actually our psychic, asked one of the other guys that was with us, who's standing next to you? And the guy's name is Matt. He looked next. He said, there's nobody. And he waved his hand down, and this shadow jumped across towards Brandy and I. She screamed and jumped on my back, and I saw this thing move. Jeff walked forward kind of into it. Our other friend, Jenny, was there, looked up over Jeff's head and screamed. This thing was like at least just 6 foot. It had to be 6 foot five, six foot six at least. But, and it was just a shadow, like our shadow. And you couldn't see a face or anything like that. You just see the outline of a giant, tall, I think it was a man. When everyone screamed, we didn't know what to do. We all kind of panicked. And I hate to say this, but I got a little, and I've done this hundreds and hundreds of investigations all over the United States. And it still freaks me out. I mean, it really freaked me out. I was a little scared of this. And it darted into the dining room and went back into the parlor.
Wow.
So everyone wanted to leave. You know, everyone was kind of shook up. So a few people left. I'm like, you know, this is what we do this for. Let's stay and see what happens. So we stayed down. And when this, where this originally happened was in the main parlor, which where they would have had funerals at.
Mm-hmm.
And old time, there was no, back in the 1800s, early 1900s, there wasn't funeral homes, especially in Brown City. This was the most biggest intricate house in the area.
Right.
So they would hold the funerals in the parlor of this house. And this is where this happened.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, it was creepy. The Bruce Mansion itself, if anyone's not seen it, it looks like something directly out of a horror movie.
Oh, it does. It looks like something out of Amityville, 100%. When I saw the pictures, I was like, oh, Amityville horror, 100%.
And for years, it's on Van Dyke. And for years, when I would take my kids up to Caseville or Port Austin, we'd drive by that. I'm like, this place is amazing. It's just sitting there. And it kind of catches your attention because it pops out of nowhere. It's like, holy crap, this is really, it looks like a haunted, haunted house. So we got that opportunity. So we went upstairs anyway on the second floor. And kind of see where this thing had went. And in that time, I looked down the stairs and I could see it peeking around the corner, looking up the stairwell back at us. And this time, its eyes were glowing. And the only way I can describe it is it looked like bicycle reflectors.
Wow.
But there was no light. There was no light. So when I shot my flashlight, it would like, I don't know how to say it, it would like dissipate. And you couldn't see anything. I'm like, what? And then I turn my light off and you could see it again, peek around the corner, look up at us. At that point, I'm like, let's just go. And the feeling too, it's not just what you see. It's just the energy you feel.
Of course, of course.
It's like a darker type energy. And a lot of people, it's just your intuition kind of kicking in, your natural instincts kicking in. And so we called it a night. That was our very first night at the Bruce Mansion.
And this is, I'm going to stop you right there, Todd. If you're just joining me on WWJ this evening, Todd Bonner from the co-founder of Detroit Paranormal Expeditions on the phone with me. This is the place that you're inviting people to come along with you at, correct?
we're inviting people to come check us out with us. And we have tons of dates through, and they're actually selling out really, really quick. But we have a lot of dates through October, and if we have to add more, we're trying to accommodate everyone because I know everyone's work schedule and things like that. So we're trying to do our best to kind of add more dates if we can to make sure that everyone gets a chance to go during October and experience the Bruce Mansion with us.
And I'm going to put all of that information on our website at wjnewsradio.com so everyone can get a hold of you. Now, you know, after hearing that story, you know, there's people out there going like, I don't believe this. What do you have to say to the skeptics quickly?
Honestly, I'm a skeptic myself, and I think you have to, and I've always been a type of person, I have to see it to believe and experience it myself, but I think doing the paranormal, you have to have a heavy dose of skepticism doing this stuff, and if you're not going to believe it, you're not going to believe it, and we put a lot of our evidence and things that we do capture out on social media, on our website, and we just put it out there. You don't have to believe it. We're not telling you to believe this is true or believe what we say. You come up with your own conclusions, and it goes something like this. Just come up with your own conclusions and judge for yourself. You don't have to listen to what we say. You know what I mean? I don't like doing that to people, but we meet skeptics all the time. But I think that's healthy in doing something like this because it's supernatural. It's unexplainable. And we have no explanations for a lot of the stuff that happens that we see and do and capture.
Ah, amazing stuff. Todd Bonner, Detroit Paranormal Expeditions. All of the info will be on our website, but join them for a spooky outing. I promise you will not be disappointed. Todd, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.